And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday. I hope everybody is doing well out there. Currently 48 degrees outside, so not too bad out there. I think there was a few scattered raindrops earlier, but nothing of consequence out there. We'll get up to a high today of around 52. All right, and joining us in studio today is Denise York and Daryl Harbaugh. And guys, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Doing great.
All right, it's good to see you guys. It's been a while since, Denise, that you've been in studio. So, yeah,
yep.
It seems like it's been a year since I've seen you. Anyway, I've been doing bad puns ever since the start of the year. So, all right, well, Denise, we'll go ahead and get started with you. And first of all, let's start with Coffeyville Together.
Okay, so that program is officially closed now through the Coffeyville Community or Area Community Foundation. But there are some impressive numbers. So Coffeyville Together, there was 1,024 gift certificates purchased from people in Coffeyville. It came to $47,115. And so CACF matched that for a total of $94,230.
Wow,
which is,
that's
very impressive.
Yeah,
we missed
is.
The goal.
Mm-hmm.
I kept thinking we'd get that $50,000. We didn't quite make that, but we came close.
So still pretty impressive, though, nonetheless.
It is, especially, you know, this past year with all the challenges we've had. So, mm-hmm. like I say, the program ended, I think, December 31st. And so Janie and CACF wanted everybody to know that if there's any nonprofits in need of COVID relief grants, that they can apply on the CoffeevilleFoundation.org website or through the I Love Coffeyville. So they've got money to distribute and go online and fill out an application or get a hold of Janie over at CACF.
Absolutely. Can you tip your mic up just a little bit? Sound a little hollow there. There you go. That's much better. That's much better.
So, great.
All right. Also, over the past year, lots of positives to look on for last year. Even though we had COVID last year, still lots of positives.
There are. You know, Christmas on the Plaza, I mean, that the last month and a half of the year was just great with all the activities we had going on, the Brown Mansion tours, you know, the Dalton Museum, all the vendors that participated in that. We'd like to, you know, there's a lot of people to thank, but, you know, we couldn't list them all here. But the city of Coffeyville, the chamber, you know, Visit Coffeyville, CACF, downtown businesses, and, you know, the Historical Society, just a lot of people came together to do positive things for Coffeyville. So we also had the Midland Heritage Fund. We completed it, in
November?
November. And that's been great to get that over with. We had the Union Pacific Park grant that we've got, and that work continues. So hopefully this summer we'll have something to show for that. And can't say enough about the neighborhood parks, the orchard, the garden, all that's going on with that group. So, you know, we had a lot going on this year.
And also, I mean, and I came out to a few of those, the movies out there outside the Midland. That was so much fun. I loved bringing my kid to that one. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was the one loosely based on Barnum's life, The Greatest Showman. That was so good. That was so much fun. The music in it was so fun, and my kid loved it. He was tired by the time he got home. When he got home, he was out.
Well, we hope to have more of those coming up. We'll hear from Daryl in a minute.
Absolutely, that was a lot of fun going on. So, what are you looking forward to here coming up in 2021?
So there's just a lot of planning going on. It's gearing up across the board. We've had meetings for lessons learned on Christmas on the Plaza, the Brown Mansion tour, just kind of putting our heads together and see what we can come up with. Our vendors who participated in the marketplace are wanting something once a month. So, you know, we'll look and see, but we need volunteers to help mm-hmm. us with this. So anybody out there that's got a little bit of time, even if it's an hour a week, you know, let us know, because we're more than happy to find you something to do if you're bored.
Right.
And then we did have our first Midland meeting of the year, and so that's going to lead me into introducing the new president of the Midland Foundation. So this is Daryl Harbaugh.
All right, Daryl, good morning. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Did you like that?
Thank you, Denise, for that introduction. Yes, the Midland Theater Foundation meets once a month, and we each January, our first meeting of the year, we reorganize, which means every current board member is reelected or chooses to not serve anymore. We did lose the services of a couple of very productive board members and appreciate David Beck and Sam Kudrick, who just went off the board. But we reelect those board members are staying with us, and we elect officers. As Denise pointed out, I have the fortune of being the president this year. The vice president was elected is Lisa Scheck. The secretary will be Sharon Calkins. And for treasurer, Denise has been our treasurer for many years, and we're going to give her a little bit of help. We elected co-treasurers, and it'll be Denise York and Grant Hendricks. We also brought on two new board members. Shanna Model has joined our board, as has Ron Bryce. So we're looking forward to the year. We do have currently 13 board members. Our bylaws limit us to 15. So we have two open spots. So if there's anybody in the community that would be interested in serving on the Midland Foundation board, please contact one of our officers, one of our board members. And as always, you can visit our Facebook page and our website to find out more information about what the Midland Foundation is doing. Along with that, I think probably today, we started in October quarterly newsletter. One of our newest board members was Cindy Price, who worked for years with the city. And Cindy and Lisa Scheck have started working on a newsletter. So a quarterly newsletter will be published. It'll be on our Facebook page. I believe it'll be linked to our website page. And if you would like an email copy of it, we do have means to do that. Just contact me or Lisa or Cindy, and we can get you linked up to where you can get a direct email. Recently, too, if you were drove by the Midland during Christmas, for the last 2-3 years, we've decorated it. And Fred Brown from Brown's Furniture, which closed in 2010, loaned us the Pink Santa. And for those people who don't know Pink Santa's story, Fred's father bought a big mechanical Santa in 1957 for Brown Mansion. And as pink was Mrs. Brown's favorite color, she ordered a pink suit for Santa. And when her husband was out of town, she had the suit put on the Santa. So she had the employees put it in the store window as a surprise. And when he returned, he just giggled as he always did when she played these pranks on him, according to Fred. So the Pink Santa set and was featured in the show window of Brown Furniture until 2010. So from 1957 to 2010, many of us remember going by Brown's and seeing this Pink Santa who would move its arms and bend over forward and backwards. Sadly, his internal workings haven't been operating, so he's just been sitting there leaning in our window. But Fred and the Fred Brown family decided to donate Pink Santa to the Midland Foundation. So Pink Santa is now ours. And Denise's husband, Bob, is going to work his magic and try to get Santa working again. So Santa will be taking a rest until next Christmas, but Santa will make an appearance in the Midland Theater windows, or Alamo windows, next holidays. Finally, we have finished, as Denise said, our Heritage Trust Fund work, which means the outside of the building is secure. So now we're going to raise the funds to begin more work inside. I've encouraged people to go look at the website, historicmidlandtheater.com.
Or ilovecoffeeville.com.
Or ilovecoffeeville.com will get you there. And we have a photo array so you can see the inside of it and the work that does need to happen. Because the outside looks beautiful, and I got people stop me on the street saying, hey, when can we rent the Midland? It's still years away, but we do have a plan. We did this summer. We worked that to where we broke it down to 6 stages, which we thought was more manageable for raising funds and actually getting things accomplished, and then enabling us to get into some part of the building earlier rather than waiting until the whole project is done. As I said, the Heritage Trust Fund was the first stage. The next 2 stages we're looking at are what we call the front of the house, which will be the lobby, the concession stand area, the ballroom, everything in front of the actual theater. And this other stage we're looking at trying to raising funds for what is what we call the backstage. We would like to also get the backstage renovated, restored, and that we could maybe do some events on the stage itself. Those are ways down the road, because we still have to raise money, and we're starting on that fundraising effort with the new year. The idea is that the smaller stages, I said, will make it more manageable for fundraising and would enable us to move the project forward. Anyway, that's what's happening there. Oh, and one other final thing. Yes, there will be outdoor movie nights, I'm sure, this next summer. Yep. Let's just let it get a little bit warmer. I sat out and watched a little bit of what they did during Christmas on the Plaza.
The Grinch.
Of the Grinch. Yeah. And fortunately, people were able to watch that in a car. But I'm a weakling. I like warm weather, so yeah. I'm going to hibernate till summertime. But we will be having outdoor movie nights again. So keep listening, and we'll keep you informed of what's happening at the Midland Theater.
I definitely enjoy the outdoor movie nights. So it's always a lot of fun. So plus free popcorn.
Yeah, we enjoy it too. I mean, it gets something going on downtown.
Right,
and
gets people downtown and excited. And again, plus since movie theaters around the country have been closed, you're able to get out and see a movie, not just watching one at home,
Right.
You're able to kind of get out in public. But again, before we get out of here, I do know it's still months away before we hit Christmas again. But of course, Christmas on the Plaza, like you said, was a great success. Is this something that you're thinking about maybe doing a yearly every year?
We would like to, yeah. Shanna, it's her dream to grow it every year and be the Christmas town, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it was a great thing this past year, the Christmas on the Plaza, and definitely would love to see that again next year if at all possible.
It was a great beginning. I mean, for first year, there was a lot of responses.
Yes,
a lot of good comments.
It was good.
Yep.
All right. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming in again today. And if anybody does have any questions for you, Denise, and for you, Daryl, how can they get a hold of you guys again?
ILoveCoffeeville.com. They can go to the Midland Facebook page, the Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page. There's multiple ways to get a hold of us, but I think my number's been out there, so my cell phone number, or you can stop in at Coffeeville's Reawakening at 115 West 9th.
All right.
And as for me, I'm on the school board. I'm on Midland Theater. I think people can track me down, but Denise knows how to reach me.
Yeah, you can always call Kyle, and he can give you our
number. So. All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we will see you guys again next week.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to kick off Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. It's now time for Chronicles of the Old West with Dakota Livesay.